Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 10. A short title, contrast. A short title, I say, but a big, big subject. Let me read the contrast to you. First of all, you have verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. This is Peter writing to believers, telling them what they are. Now the contrast. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Once, but now. There's the contrast. Now, the words, but now, that phrase is one of the most important phrases in the Bible. You get it in Romans very strongly, but you get it repeatedly throughout the New Testament. There was no justification under the law. You couldn't be justified by the law, but now the righteousness, a righteousness from God has been revealed. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 5, and so it goes on. This eschatological, epoch-changing, from the old covenant, the law, to the new covenant, to the gospel. That's what the Bible often means by but now. But also, coupled with that, is the individual experience. And this is what Peter is speaking about here. He's not speaking about the change in the covenants, although that's underneath it all. What he's saying is that once, as individuals, as a people, you were far off from God. You were born in Adam, but now you are in Christ. Once you were dead in sins, but now you are regenerated and united to the Savior. Now you belong. Once you did not belong. You weren't born believers, you know. You weren't born in the faith. You weren't born in the gospel. You weren't born into Christ. You had to be born again and brought into Christ. You might live in the time of the preaching of the gospel, but until the Spirit of God gives you new life and brings you to repentance and faith, you're not united to Christ. But now you are made a family member, a child of God. Once you had not obtained mercy, but now is all mercy. There's a past and a present. And of course, brother and sister, there's a glorious future for us. Unbeliever, you can see your life is all flat. You were born in Adam. You exist in Adam. You will die in Adam. And all the consequences of that will come to pass to you. You continue the same as you were born. But those who are in Christ were born in Adam, far off from God. Once I was blind, once I was dead, once I was deaf, once I was dumb, once I was nothing at all. But now, I live. I am in Christ. Pass from life unto death. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ, alive. Born again into Christ. Well, my friend, this is the contrast. There are those walking the world today, listening to this. Once they were dead in sins, but now they are alive unto God. But there are those who were born dead in sins, and they're existing in dead in sins. And if they carry on in that way, they will die, perishing in sin. Which is it for you, my friend? Have you got this contrast? Or is it all the same? Peter in his second letter will speak about those who say everything goes on the same as it was. Well, for some that's true in that sense. It goes on as they ever were born, away from Christ. You must become a new man. You must become a true believer, one really united to Christ. Oh, then it can be said to you, and of you, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not obtained mercy, you had not received it, but now you have received mercy. You're a child of mercy. Praise God for this contrast.